Chapter 2. Trouble. Veteran County Sheriff Landon Reed worked through the logistics one more time, hoping for a different answer. Coordinating with the Highway Department and the Northridge Police Department for a good traffic detour around the town to accommodate the Mother's Day parade was proving itself an unusual headache. The traditional solution wasn't going to work this year because of the bridge washout on Hogleby, which wasn't going to be repaired in time, and Hogleby was the only other paved through road that paralleled the highway. Now they were reduced to unpaved county roads, which would be okay for cars. Truck traffic was the problem. You don't ask a long hauler with a 53-foot trailer to navigate four tight 90-degree turns on narrow, steeply crowned county roads that had deep ditches on both sides, not and hope that some impatient motorist wasn't going to cause disaster. Boss? Landon looked up to see Lieutenant Pete Red Wheeler's head poked around his open door. Yes, Lieutenant? We've got a weird one. Landon didn't like the look on Red's face. What is it? The Anderson kid called in a body. What Anderson kid? They all flew the coop years ago. Unless somebody had a baby nobody had told him about. Then, when the rest sank in, he frowned. A body? Yep, dispatch sent deputies and Barry's out there too, but, well, I thought you ought to know. His third in command had gone out. Serious, then. Landon closed the lid on his laptop, got his piece out of the lockup in his bottom drawer, and secured his desk. Let's go. And Red, I want you out there. Yes, sir. Dogs trailing, Jessie poked her head around the corner of the doorway. Dad? Ole Anderson looked up. What's up, Jessie? She shook her head. What's up meant he saw that she was troubled, though how he always knew puzzled her. Letting out a breath she hadn't realized she was holding, she stepped in, Milo leading, Mitch, who was half his size, glued shoulder to leg with him. Next to her, Acer stayed at her left knee with Britta on the right, and the other three, Sumi, Oso, and Queenie, just behind. I think I just screwed up. Her father sat back and, stretching out his long frame, waved her toward a chair. Sit down. Talk to me, my Jess. Letting out another big breath, she plopped herself down in one of the overstuffed leather chairs across from him, the dogs lying down around her. You know I got my drones in yesterday, right? He chuckled and nodded. Yeah. Well, I sent them out on a test flight this morning. His blue eyes twinkled and he smiled. Yeah, you told me you were going to. Jessie felt her face screw up and schooled herself back to normal. Well, they caught somebody on public land, somebody not moving, and somebody else beating feet out of there. It didn't look right. Her dad, big, formidable, and rock hard, sat up and forward. Ole's eyes went suddenly sharper blue. Acer pushed himself up from a down into a sit, his eyes intent on the man who had trained him. Britta did the same almost simultaneously. Mitch stood up, then sat. Milo stayed in Sphinx mode, watching intently, his tail still, its tip lifted. Queenie, Oso, and Sumi came to alert too, their ears pricked sharply, their bodies almost rigid in their downs. Go on, her father said. I shouldn't have, but I dialed 911 and reported it. Her dad's forehead crinkled. Why shouldn't you have? It's what you should have done. What's the problem? The drones. You have all your licenses, right?
Yes.
You cross over somebody's land you don't have permission yet to fly over?
No.
He frowned. Then what?
They're going to want to take them, and my external drives, my laptop, and probably my desktop, too. Then they'll log them into evidence, and I won't see them forever, if ever. And it was his money that had bought half of that equipment, which, of course, he already knew since he'd loaned it to her.
Who is they, and why would they confiscate your equipment?
Probably the sheriff's office. And because of the laws concerning digital evidence authenticity and chain of custody rules for evidence.
They can't take them unless you allow them to, not without a warrant.
Yeah, I know, but...
Ole shook his head and sat back, relaxing again. You know better than me what you have to do to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, but they may consider me uncooperative if I stop them.
Then let them consider you uncooperative. What's that, 10 grand worth of equipment?
20 at least.
Right.
Oli gave her a gentle smile.
Is the person okay?
Dead, I think. There's evidence of liver mortis. Then, at his questioning look, she added, Her, it looks like a her anyway. The body's blood has pooled. Gravity. Her dad's face went to that blank, neutral look that Jesse had never really understood, but happened any time there was trouble.
Acer and Britta stood up. So did Mitch.
Milo's stature seemed to grow a little taller and stiller, if that was possible. His tail curved up in a stiffened arc. Queenie, Oso, and Sumi came to their feet as well, and Queenie gave a little whine. Running his fingers through his hair, Oli blew out a huge breath, sat up straight, picked up the phone, and hit one of the quick dial buttons on it.